just saw Quentin Tarantino's latest movie called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I'm actually a big fan of his movies. Now, don't write me letters. I know they're over the top, and they're certainly uneven in quality. The Hateful Eight, I thought, was a terrible movie, but he's made some very fine movies, and they have all kinds of interesting, quirky qualities, but at the heart of a lot of his movies is a moral vision. Often the characters are compelled under extreme duress to make a moral choice. And this one struck me the same way. It's a rather extraordinary showing, it seems to me, of a morally upright person at work in the world. It stars two of the biggest names in Hollywood. So Leonardo DiCaprio plays Rick Dalton, and Brad Pitt plays Cliff Booth. Now, Dalton is a just over the hill actor. So he's been a TV and movie, largely cowboy, bad guy kind of actor, quite popular, quite famous, but as the movie opens, he's just kind of over the hill and thinking about the, you know, the end of his career. And Booth is his hyper loyal friend, stuntman, and all around helper. So it becomes clear that Booth has helped him professionally, but also helps him in almost every aspect of his personal life. I think he exemplifies, if I can put it this way, the cowboy virtues. So he plays a cowboy stuntman. Most of his professional life has been portraying cowboys. What becomes clear in the movie is that he himself walks through this contemporary scene, well, 50 years ago, 1969 it's set, but walks through it as a kind of modern day cowboy. What struck me too was it's played by Brad Pitt, and Pitt is 55. So if this character in the movie is 55 in 1969, that means he was born in 1914, and that struck me during the movie. He's from another age. The parents of this character would have been born in the late 19th century. So he comes up out of this kind of older America and exemplifies these virtues. Well, what also struck me as I watched the movie was he shows forth the classical Aristotelian virtues. What are they? Well, they've been articulated from the classical period all the way through the Christian period, but justice, temperance, courage, and prudence. I think all four can be seen in a fairly unambiguous way in this character. In fact, and I'll come back to this, I think in some ways he's the least morally ambiguous character in Tarantino's movies. Now, what do I mean when I say these things? Well, justice. What's justice? Justice is rendering to each his due. That's Plato's famous definition. We would say today probably it means doing the right thing, right? Doing what's owed to someone, what's the right thing to do on their behalf. Well, this man exemplifies justice to an extraordinary degree. First of all, I'd say, in his friendship, which is absolute. It's loyal. It's dedicated at every level. Helping his friend, as I say, professionally, personally, everything in between. He's utterly dedicated to him when he's successful and when he's not successful. Even when, we see by the end of the movie, he's being dismissed. He said, I can't afford you anymore. He nevertheless remains resolute in friendship. Now, what else can we see? Well, temperance. And I don't want to give away too much of the plot in this analysis, but at one point, he meets this young girl who's just a kid. I mean, she looks 17 or 18, something like that. And I won't say too much, but she, let's say, makes herself available sexually to him in a very sort of explicit way. Well, here's this man, and you know, has every opportunity to take advantage sexually of this young woman. And in a way that it was striking to me in a Hollywood movie, that he doesn't do it, that he realizes that would not be the right thing to do. So there's justice, but also temperance, which means the ability to control one's own passions, to order one's interior life in such a way that you serve justice. That's what temperance is. If I know the right thing to do, but I'm so out of control internally, I'm lacking temperance, and therefore I won't do the right thing. Well, he reveals, and again, I say remarkably for a Hollywood movie, a temperance which allows him, vis-a-vis this girl, to do the right thing. Now, he offers to take her home, and here's where the plot becomes very interesting, because it's clear now that she's a member of the Manson family. Now, we know about them now. They didn't in 1969. And her home, it turns out, is this Spawn movie ranch, which is a real place and really was inhabited by the Manson family 50 years ago. It was an abandoned movie set where they would do Westerns. And so in the context of our movie, Brad Pitt's character knew it. He had done filming out there. So he said, oh, I know where that is. And so he brings her out there. Well, then we see that the whole creepy Manson family is living at this place. So he drops her off, but he realizes, no, I know this guy, George, who used to live here, and he kind of ran the ranch, and I work with him, and he begins asking, how's George? And he gets these very evasive, strange answers, and he's not satisfied, you know, and someone says, oh, George is taking a nap. Oh, well, I'll go in and wake him up. I want to talk to him. And it gets a lot of, you know, opposition, but he makes his way, and here it's very clear he's like a cowboy, because he's walking down this long kind of dusty corridor, and then makes his way, despite the creepy behavior of the Manson family, to the house, where he's met by another, turns out to be Squeaky Fromm herself, whom we know about historically, and she puts up obstacles to him. But keeping his cowboy cool, but yet being insistent, he said, no, I know he's taking that, but I need to go in there and see him. I want to talk to him. So sure enough, he goes. And, you know, resolves that situation to his satisfaction. The point is, with tremendous sense of justice, doing the right thing, he knew the right thing, even though he'd not seen this man in 10 years, yet he knew, I got to make sure he's all right. And by God, he does it, showing a commitment to justice and tremendous courage as he's facing down these weird people, and there are about 20 of them at one point, 20 to 1. He doesn't quite know what they're going to do. But yet, like a old-fashioned cowboy, makes his way. So we see temperance there. You know, and finally I'd mention the virtue of prudence. And prudence has been called the queen of the virtues because prudence is the practical know-how, how to apply the abstract moral principles in the given situation. It's very interesting. The queen of the virtues, because without prudence, then I can't instantiate the virtues. It's the know-how, morally speaking, how to apply the principles here and now. Well, what I noticed in the Brad Pitt character, it's very interesting, is he's a man of tremendous strength, and that becomes clear very early on. He's in a kind of playful fight with Bruce Lee, so the character playing Bruce Lee himself, and the two of them are in this kind of mock, you know, fight. So he's a man of tremendous strength. But he also knows how and when and to what degree to express his strength. The Lee example is a good one of, at a very low level, he wanted to kind of teach Bruce Lee a lesson. He was being a little bit cocky and arrogant, and so he uses a very small amount, you might say, of his strength to teach him a lesson. But then at the Spawn Ranch, I don't want to give too much away, but he does express himself pretty violently at one point, but in a constrained manner. He's dealing with these crazy people. He's not quite sure who they are, but he uses just enough force to keep them at bay and to warn them, but then he leaves before the thing escalates into an all-out, you know, Donnybrook. And then, again, without spoiling the ending too much, at the very end, he knows, okay, this is the time when I have to use every ounce of strength that I've got. This is now the moment to express it. And that's a man of prudence. Someone can be just, they know the right thing, they can have plenty of courage, but they lack the prudence to know this is the way to express my strength and my courage in the given situation. But Brad Pitt's character, Cliff Booth, does seem to exemplify prudence to an extraordinary degree. Now, listen, I'm not arguing here that we see a portrait of a Catholic saint. This is not a flawless figure. In fact, there's a suggestion, it's never resolved, but a suggestion that he killed his wife many years before. There's a little flashback where it's not clear what happened. It's not clear that he did it, but that's the reputation. Is he Francis of Assisi? No, he's not a Catholic saint. But yet, I found it fascinating. today, when there's, you know, we kind of disparage the classical virtues. And think of that, that word, virtus, Latin for manliness, you know. This kind of old cowboy. Think of the John Wayne movies and, you know, or Jimmy Stewart as a cowboy, and or Gary Cooper, people like that, the kind of that strong, silent, morally clear figures. That Brad Pitt's character does harken back to that. And also, in the context of this movie, set in 1969, a time when a lot of that classical world was falling apart, when much of the moral clarity that we had prior, let's say, to the Second World War, was splintering apart, that Tarantino chooses to tell this story, I thought was very interesting. The story of a person of classical virtue. And I think for that reason alone, it's worth seeing this movie.